Pardon the interruption. Would all seniors please make your way down to the auditorium? You have 1 minute.
Lafayette senior Toto Lay was among the students summoned to attend rehearsal for their June 25th graduation. For Lay, this is a major accomplishment. He's Koren and came to Buffalo only 4 years ago to escape the oppression of living in a refugee camp in Burma most of his life. He is among Lafayette's massive population of immigrant and refugee students, where about 40 different languages are spoken. When Lay arrived, learning English was a major struggle.
When I first came, I didn't know anything.
Has it been difficult for you and your family?
Yeah, for the first year.
Is it better now?
A little bit.
Lafayette, considered a failing school, has had low test scores and low graduation rates. A transformation plan is in the works to create an international newcomer academy. Lay is the exception. He has successfully completed his academics, ready to graduate next month.
I work hard. This is a teacher. I do what I have to do.
He finished his Regents exams on time, which is a huge deal for our student population at Lafayette.
Cassie Lipsitz is the lead art teacher at Lafayette. She described Lay's response to questions about succeeding in high school as modest.
So the fact that Toto started speaking English 4 years ago and is now going to be graduating high school with a Regents diploma is absolutely important for people to understand how much growth that is.
Lay took a studio art class featuring drawing and painting in media arts. It was in that class that teacher Lipsitz challenged students to tell a story through arts. That's when Lay created his self-portrait to tell his story.
She said, tell about your story without telling the world, just the art. So I came up with the idea that's me. I love peace. And I love sunflower. That's my favorite flower. The sunflower is similar with the sunshine. Yeah, the sunshine means when the sun is rising, you have to wake up. You're stronger at the night of the fear. So
to fight the fear.
Yeah.
Lay's self-portrait is filled with some unhappiness. His teacher told me that Lay, living on the city's west side, has witnessed violence.
I see blood.
Yeah. I see many things probably in America. That's my experience.
Tears of blood?
Yeah.
So that represents?
In my family, even in school, sometimes we have problems. Even in the house, because we can't speak English, we can't go anywhere. So
the difficulty of life?
Yeah, and many violence in the city, in my neighborhood.
In your neighborhood back at home or here?
Here.
That's very powerful.
Yeah.
What does the lock stand for?
Like trust. Trust in myself.
Did that self-portrait come easy to you?
No, it stayed like 3 weeks.
With Lay's artwork posted inside the school wall, our teacher Lipsitz says it's important to share his creation with the community. She says it's very difficult for many of the Lafayette students attending what is labeled a failing school.
It's hard really to articulate the things that the state is doing to us because of the language barrier and also because the students take it personally. It's like we're not failures, right? Like we are absolutely successful in many aspects of educating young people, but we cannot prove that according to a test.
And obviously the foreign students, they know their material.
And one of the things that the teachers in this building always say is I would love to see somebody from the board or from like higher ed in state ed, take one of the Regents exams in Burmese or Nepali or Arabic or Somali or whatever language you want to say from Lafayette, because we have over 40 of them, and have them take that test and pass it. And they won't. They would never be able to. They would get the same scores that our students are getting.
For Lafayette student Lay, he would like to attend Buffalo State for design and architecture. But at the same time, he explained he misses those he left behind in Burma and would like to return at some point.
Yeah, I miss them a lot, and I want to go back.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.